Wisconsin is surrounded by states that give faculty and academic staff bargaining rights. Mark Evenson is president of the Association of University of Wisconsin Professionals, or TAUP.
We know this can work, and we also know that these other institutions that have collective bargaining rights have much more competitive salary, much more favorable working conditions for their faculty and academic staff.
The chair of UW-Eau Claire's geology department described a situation of losing a potential professor to Tennessee because of a salary cap.
I never would have thought that Wisconsin wouldn't be competitive with states in the southern part of this country.
Consequently, Professor Robert Hooper says something has to change since the research money his staff typically is awarded matches their salaries.
To deny us the right to collective bargaining is very difficult to explain to individuals. And I'm not speaking in favor of collective bargaining on our campus. I'm speaking in favor of the right to decide whether or not we should bargain collectively.
And that's the rub for some like UW-Eau Claire academic staff member Patty C.
Separating academic staff from faculty could, in effect, pit them against one another as they compete for funding. As you know, faculty salaries in Wisconsin are 8.5% behind their peers, and academic staff salaries are more than 20% behind their peers.
Taubes Evenson says the legislation does have a lot of flexibility, and at this point, a long ways to go before it's adopted. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News in Eau Claire.